T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Friday, not a football Friday. Hey, we're the Phillies, and we're back Friday on the Marks and Reese Show. What's up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Phillies are back, man. Phillies are back.
Yeah, they are. They are big time.
They had an objectively excellent offseason before Bryce Harper.
No, they didn't.
But I agree with you. But that doesn't mean that it would have really mattered, right? Because
now you can say that.
You know what, Ike? Because it wouldn't have mattered to the fans that bought tickets yesterday, because they probably wouldn't have bought tickets. They wouldn't have bought tickets yesterday.
They wouldn't have bought them yesterday.
It wouldn't have mattered to everybody that says, oh, sure, I love the Phillies, but aren't paying attention and going down. The Phillies are back. Bryce Harper's brought them back. Now, it doesn't mean that means they're going to go in the playoffs this year, or win a World Series this year or next year. It just means they're back. They're back.
You certainly got a better chance to do it with him here than with him not being here.
Much better chance. Yeah. Much better chance. No, they should be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
But the Phillies are back. The Phillies are back. The Sixers are back. Sixers became back. Like, the process brought them with the opportunity to be back. Then the Sixers are back. No, but the Phillies are back. And I can't wait to see them get started. It is going to be fun. How often in Philadelphia do you get one of the biggest stars in sports, which is what Bryce Harper is? He's a baseball star, and he's a 26-year-old who's going to be in Philly for a long, long time, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a good time to be in this city. You know, as excited as I am that the Phillies were able to get Bryce Harper here, I think for Philadelphia sports fans, you got to be excited for all the fans in this city, right? You know, fans in this city get a bum rap. And listen, every once in a while, you do things that's a black eye to the city and it doesn't look good. But for the most part, these are the most passionate fans in America. And they don't often get the recognition they deserve to have as being that in this city. And I think bringing a guy like Bryce Harper here, it allows them to be able to display that. And no one can celebrate a happening like the city of Philadelphia. I mean, whether it's the draft coming here, whether it's the Pope coming here, no matter what it is, man, nobody does it like Philadelphia does it. And Bryce Harper coming here, it's going to be a show this year. It's going to be a showdown at the bank. Every night, I can't wait. You know, it seems like it was forever ago when those 200-plus consecutive sellouts were going on down at Citizens Bank Park, when it was a happening every night down there. You know, it's almost like a graveyard the last 4 or 5 years down there at the bank. Well, that changed. Ticket sales yesterday, wait until they figure out what number he's going to wear, jersey sales. I mean, the marketing you're going to be able to do with this dude. You imagine the bobbleheads they're going to be able to have with this dude's hair. Him and that head with the hair. The bobblehead. Night
jerseys for Ben and all
man,
the ladies.
It's all
right?
Types of stuff, man.
It's endless.
And it's what we talked about. It was the reason why we said it was important for the Phillies to get him. That it was more than just what he could do on the field. It's what it symbolized.
It's more
what it signifies.
Like, it's more about that than it is about what he'll do on the field. Because what he's going to do on the field, he's going to do in his field.
Yeah.
You can find other guys that
will put
numbers up.
Yeah.
But Bryce Harper, when he came in the league at 19 years old, really kind of became the star. And now, 7 years later, as he enters his 13-year contract with the Phillies, he is that guy. Listen, we're live at Chickies and Pete's. We're tracking the plane that's bringing. So, Ben Livingston, you're going to be in charge of this because you can read the flight pattern better than I can. So, we have John Middleton sent his private jet to pick up Bryce Harper. It's en route to Clearwater, Florida. Ben, where are we on this?
So right now it's over the middle of New Mexico. It took off about an hour ago from Las Vegas with Bryce Harper and his family on it. And what's going to happen, for people who haven't been following it over the course of the day, he's going to fly out there, currently stitching his jersey in Clearwater as we speak. We don't know what number yet, but they put together his jersey. He's flying out in a few hours. During our show, he's going to land with his family in Clearwater. There will be all the fanfare. They'll bring out his jersey for the first time over the next 24 hours, and he will be introduced tomorrow as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes, sir.
All right, so here's my question. Will they have helicopters following him on the route to wherever he's going from there? Like, remember Gus, I know it's, but it's not here, it's in Florida,
Gus,
but Gus Bradley was followed by a helicopter.
Yeah.
Gus.
I don't know if they're going to do that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope I see John Clark hang gliding behind him or whatever. So we have that. I'm going to say this right now, all right? As far as who's in line or who's best positioned to win a championship next, it's a conversation we have a couple times a year after certain events happen or teams do things. I would say right now the Phillies are in the best position to win the next championship in the city, and here's why. Because I feel like the Eagles, while they're going for it again this year, they're probably going to have to regroup a little bit, get a little bit younger. They need some drafts of young players that turn into stars. I just don't know if they have enough talent on the offense to really do enough in the NFL today. So they may be, while they still could win it this year, I think that they're probably 2 years away from taking another stab at it. 76ers aren't ready to win a championship in the NBA. I don't even know if they're going to get out of the second round this year. Their future's bright, but it's not right now. The Phillies might be a starting pitcher away from being a legitimate World Series winner. They need another starter. Granted.
A World Series winner?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So you disagree?
Well, I don't know if they're ready to say it. I don't know if I'm ready to say they're World Series.
They're the closest to winning the next championship. Yes, yes or no? I know Ben Livingston agrees with me. Back.
You know what? I don't know.
Who's it between?
It's between them and the Eagles.
Correct.
It's between them and the Eagles.
Much
obviously.
Closer than the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously because basketball is harder and there are teams that are in front of the Sixers that are clearly better than the Sixers are right now. And the Sixers have to show us that they can beat a good team.
There's probably two teams, maybe three teams in the NBA that can win the championship. In baseball, just by the nature of the sport, it doesn't work like that. So there's eight teams that could win. It just depends if you get hot, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if I don't know what the Phillies are exactly just yet. There are a few players in the lineup that I love where they are, but they have some young players that need to step up and do some things. Then their pitchers need to also deliver this year. So I'm not ready to say they're World Series bound just yet. But winning the National League East, yes, I think they can win this division. Well, the Eagles, I think, still to be determined. Their offseason is about to start. And, you know, re-signing Brandon Graham today as he signed a three-year extension, that's huge because we knew defensive end was going to be a big need for them this offseason. Now you don't have to go into the draft desperately needing to draft a defensive end. You can take the best player you want to with that first-round pick, knowing that you got Brandon Graham coming back here as your starter, and I would presume that Derek Barnett's going to be your other starter, so I don't know if that defensive end in the first round would be a starter. That opens the Eagles up to be able to do some other things with that pick if they so choose to. And you have free agency coming before that even happens, and Howie Roseman, despite what Matt Klintak was able to get done, really John Middleton was able to get done with Bryce Harper, Howie Roseman is still the best GM in town. No disrespect to Elton Brand either, who's also done a magnificent job.
Yes, he has.
With the Sixers. But I trust Howie to do a little. I think Howie's waiting in the weeds, man, for a big move.
He's got his work cut out for him this year. And like you said, I believe he's going to get something done. Yeah. All right. So listen, we're live at Chickies and Pete's. We have our event tonight, Striking Out Cancer, which is now doubled into a Philly celebration with Bryce Harper. So get on down here to see the show. Get on down here from 5 to 8. As we have our Striking Out Cancer, which benefits the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, goes right to it. And it's tonight. So we're here. We're going to have some special guests coming up. We'll tell you about that. 888-729-9494. But Ike, we'll start here. I believe that the best era of Philly sports continues with the Phillies very much positioned to win a championship, in my opinion, before anybody that's out there right now. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series in 2019, but if they add a starting pitcher at the trade deadline, that's a high caliber, and this offense does what a lot of people think they can. They can win a World Series this year or next year. They still have a move left that they have to do, but the Phillies right there to win the next championship. Also, if you've bought tickets since Bryce signed about 23 hours ago, 888-729-9494. A ton of people were going down there after work.
Oh, yeah.
Going there this morning, online. I want to hear from you. 888-729-9494. Who bought tickets yesterday and today? What are your power rankings for the Phillies? The Phillies just passed the Sixers in the power rankings? Yes, they did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.